Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I wanted to chat with you a little bit about my roadmap to seven figures. If you're in the mastermind, you know this is one of the first things that we go over together. But for those of you that aren't, I wanted to give you a little sneak peek at what that looks like. And so in our businesses, based on Kyle and I growing four clinics, based on us being involved in other businesses outside of chiropractic, I came up with a signature framework to really hone in on what area and what level you're at in business and how you can kind of scale that. So my signature framework is profit, people, prosper. And so I think this series is going to end up being a couple part series, at least two parts. But essentially what we're doing is we're figuring out that first basic thing that you have to dial in is your profit and what that looks like. So today's topic is going to be a lot about discussing profit. And when I refer to profit, if you are thinking of it in terms of numbers, this is really growing your clinic from zero to 30K a month. Yes, I hope you have profit before 30K a month. I really do. If not, your expenses are way too high and we need to take a look at that. But really, when we start to ascend through the ladder and get to that people category, we want to be at that 30K plus a month. So for the sake of this topic in profit, you can know that when I'm referencing this stage of business, we're talking about building from zero to 25, 30K a month. And really, anywhere between 15 to 30K, we want the majority of that to be profit. So at this stage of business, it is the hardest stage emotionally. You're essentially still trying to prove to yourself that you can do it. You're constantly second guessing yourself when you're building. And I try to think back to those first couple of years when I was in business. If you listen to my earlier episodes, you know that I was profitable by month three. I was breaking even by month two and had money left over at month three. So it did not take years. I think when you have a good strategy in place, it really shouldn't take that long. But I know for some people who maybe are opening practices while they're starting families, maybe they're opening a practice part-time, maybe they're doing it on the side in addition to working for a clinic. There's all sorts of different factors for those of us who decide to open practices. And when I opened my practice, it was my main focus. My whole goal was to become profitable as soon as possible. However, during that stage, so much comes up mentally for you where you're trying to figure out, like, do I have what it takes? Do I have the business sense that it's going to take to actually run a business? Because most of us get into health and wellness to help people and to make a difference, to make the world healthier. But when you go and you decide to open a business, you have to actually have a business sense and kind of understand numbers, metrics, and things like that as well. So you're still trying to prove to yourself you can do it. You're pumping yourself up. You have to absolutely prime your mind at this stage. You have to make sure that you are looking at your numbers, doing whatever it takes. This is 70% mindset of, hey, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to do what it takes to move the needle on my business. I'm going to meet the connections. I'm going to get out. I'm going to network. Everything at this stage feels like a big deal. So something that maybe doesn't bother me 7 years in used to crush me when I first opened my practice and I was trying to become profitable. So things like patients discontinuing care or not wanting to continue with wellness, maybe a table breaking, right? Maybe your AC unit breaking in your office where it just feels like, oh my gosh, I can't actually handle something else breaking that I have to fix. Financially, it's a stretch. Maybe you get an unexpected tax bill, or maybe you get an unexpected fee that you weren't anticipating. All of that feels like it's the end of the world. You have a patient call in that discontinues after their day one. You have a patient who's not completely satisfied. All of that feels like it's going to crush you when in reality, it's just a little blimp on the radar. So those are the feelings that you're encompassing at this stage. The strategy that you want to use to really get to that 15 to 30K a month is making sure that you have a marketing calendar dialed in. If you haven't listened, go back to the Wealthy Practitioner Marketing Method. That's an all-encompassing, very brief description of what we do for marketing in our clinics, but it'll give you an idea to get started. you're planning events in your office, you're attending community events, you're networking. The other thing is you want to start establishing some of your referral partners, finding the people in your community that also serve your ideal client that you could potentially collaborate with. You're dialing in your social media. You don't want to bypass that. That is the easiest way. I think about like, what do people, you know, in the 1900s do for their business? Like they had to be super creative with ads on commercials and radios. Like we just get a free billboard every single day when we open that little black phone that we have. And you should definitely be using that to your advantage. Doing some paid advertising, even $300 a month on Google Ads goes a really, really far way. And so when you're really focusing on profit, you want to be consistently tracking your revenue and your expenses so that you know your numbers. When I get on consult calls with people, I can tell almost everybody at the 40 to 50K a month in revenue, when we got on a call, they'll tell me what the number of patients are that they see a week. They'll tell me what their overhead is. They'll tell me what their profit is. They'll tell me what they're paying themselves. They know what their OVA, their CVA, their PVA, they know it all. And it's like, that's how they've generated the success that they have. So if your desire is to grow a $500,000 business, you better be paying attention to your stats. Like your life depends on it because it does. You're also consistent with content on multiple platforms. You're regularly engaging with past and potential prospects via email, via DM, phone, text. You're tracking your leads and your conversions. And so you want to make sure the leads that are reaching out to you, whether they're emailing you or calling you, you should be tracking that in a spreadsheet somewhere and taking notes on, yes, they converted. They decided to make an initial visit. They're coming in. Or no, they didn't convert. Well, why didn't they convert? Well, maybe your office doesn't take insurance and they wish that you take insurance. Maybe you're too expensive. Maybe the times that you're open doesn't work for them. Maybe they thought that they could come in one time and your office doesn't allow that. Whatever the case may be, make sure that you're tracking that. Because at the end of the month, if you have 50 or 60 leads and you only schedule 10 or 15 appointments, you want to figure out where the disconnect is. Sometimes it's just a little tweaking in your phone conversation when they are calling to schedule. Sometimes it's you actually need to make your practice more accessible to your ideal client. Maybe you think that, hey, this is great. They could come whenever, but the hours aren't working because you only work mornings. Whatever the case may be, if you're tracking it, you can actually change it and improve it. If we're not tracking it, then we have nothing to go off of. Also at the profit stage, one of the things that I have a lot of people do is really focus on debt pay down to free up cash flow later. And what I mean by that is if we have debt, say we have a business loan, say we also have a loan for an x-ray machine, say we have a loan for a CLA scanner, whatever it may be, we have all of these various loans, maybe it's on tables. We want to pay down the highest interest first, and then in turn, take that $200 to $300 and use it to pay off another debt. And so people refer to this as debt snowballing effect. Dave Ramsey talks a lot about this. Either way, I want to free up as much cash flow as possible to one, pour back into the business. Because really, at that 15 to 30K a month in revenue, most of that should be going back into your business. Unless your overhead's super low and you're like, hey, I have 10K a profit, then we could start to diversify and move on to the people stage. But really, in the beginning, you want to be reinvesting back into the business and paying off your debts. So everything that you're deciding to do in your business right now is either moving you away from pain or moving you towards pleasure. And this is something that Tony Robbins talks a lot about. And whether it's in business or whether it's in your regular life, the decisions that we're making are either moving us away from pain or taking us towards pleasure. Often when I work with practitioners who are just starting or who are trying to get to that coveted 15, 20K a month, they are doing things out of pain and they are only operating because they're like, oh my gosh, this hurts. This sucks. I'm not making any money. I feel like I'm working my tail off. I don't have a plan. I don't have new patients reaching out to me. The efforts that I'm doing don't really seem like they're paying off and I don't know what to do. So they're just doing everything in the name of being busy without having an actual strategy in place. And so I want to remind you that you have faced tons of obstacles up until this point to teach you every lesson that you needed for this exact moment. So if you're in the quote trenches and you feel like you're struggling or you feel like you can't seem to make it, then just know, take that information, learn from it, and then execute in a different way. Sometimes you just need a little bit more of a strategy in place. And so I would encourage you to ask yourself questions like, okay, What do I feel like is holding me back? Is it my mindset? Because 75% of the time I find that it is. 75% of the time I find that practitioners aren't actually convinced that they could be successful. Or if they do think they could be successful, they're actually scared of success. And that's a question you have to ask yourself. Am I scared of success? Am I scared of notoriety? Am I scared of financial freedom? A lot of people get super triggered when you talk about money. And I'm going to release an episode in a couple of weeks about a conversation that I had with one of my girlfriends, Kinsey. We talk all about money and manifesting and abundance, and I think you'll love it. She actually interviewed me for her podcast. And so I love the conversation so much that I'm just going to share it on my platform as well. But this idea of like, are you actually prepared for the financial freedom and the financial success that you say that you desire? Because sometimes your behavior doesn't line up with that. And sometimes we actually say we want more money, but we don't know what we're going to do with the money. So for instance, I know if my clinic makes an additional $10,000 a month than we're already doing, I know exactly what I'm going to do with that money. I'm going to put X amount into a savings account for taxes. I'm going to put X amount back into the business, and I'm going to bonus my team more. And then I'm going to take the profits and use those for something else, usually an investment, improving my life, maybe investing in a new mentor, whatever it is. I have a plan and a path for all of the money that I attract into my life. So if you aren't actually hitting the revenue goals or targets that you have set for yourself, ask yourself, am I capable of the financial abundance that I desire? Am I scared of being front and center? Am I scared of what people are going to think of me? Are my family and friends going to judge me if I start to be as successful as I truly want? That was a big thing that Kyle and I had to overcome, was we didn't know if we wanted to share with people for a long time how successful we really were, because we didn't want the judgment or the questions, right? So we had to clear those limiting blocks for us, because that was actually holding us back from achieving the next level of success that we desired. And then what is happening on a subconscious level for you? What are the thoughts that are playing over and over again in your head? What are you telling yourself is possible? Are you saying I can't? Are you repeatedly saying, I can't do this? This is too hard. This is never going to work. Why do I suck? Why is this happening? That subconscious conversation that's happening is actually holding you back. And so we talk about in the mastermind, like once we've dialed in profit and we're hitting those 15 to 30K months, granted, that is a large range. In order to move on to the next pillar, I actually want you closer to the 30K a month. But then after that, we start to look at people and systems. And so once we're looking at people and systems, we're starting to have less erraticness and nervousness. At that point, once you're doing 30K a month, you're kind of like, okay, I proved to myself I could do it. I proved that I have what it takes. Your new patients have kind of stabilized. You're not necessarily turning your wheels, wondering like, oh my God, am I going to get a new patient? Am I going to get a new patient? Once you've kind of hit that 30K month, you've hit your stride. You start to have more consistency. Your nervous system starts to regulate a little bit better. You have more confidence with selling because you've been able to prove to yourself that it works. And then you start to look at having some of the feelings of pride, like, wow, I did this. Now your new challenge is going to be about juggling it all. How do I juggle a busy business and things at home? How do I juggle all of these new clients coming on and making sure that our systems are in place to truly onboard them and maintain customer experience? You start to have team members that you have to manage. And when we get to the second pillar of people, I'm referring to building a five-star team, having the right board of advisors around you, having the right mentor, the right coach. All of that is what's going to help you take that 30 to 60K a month and double it. But people and systems are key at this second pillar. And you start to look at, okay, now that I've reached this level of success, who can I delegate to? What can I automate within the business? You are in a CEO role, but you're still often in the day-to-day aspects. We want to look at transitioning you out of that. Another focus at this second pillar is, how's our pricing? What are our stats telling us? And are we maintaining the customer experience that we truly want to maintain? This stage is the hardest physically. And so once you get to this level, and by the way, in case it wasn't clear, the people and systems is 30 to 60K a month. We start to default on all of our self-care. because we're spending so much time on the business, we're also seeing majority of the patients in the office. This stage can often feel like sacrifice and like you're just doing whatever you can to be busy, but you're starting to lose a little bit of yourself along the way, or maybe you're not having that spark. You're starting to feel burnt out. And although you feel successful, you're also starting to wonder like, damn, is it really worth it? Is all of this work really worth it? The strategy when you're at this stage is automating some of your lead flow. If you're getting new leads, there should be a process in place to handle all of that where you can be removed from the experience and you could just be the one to take them when they're in there on day one. So what part of that can we automate? Is it time to increase our fees? Are we starting to reach capacity? Also, what does capacity look like? A lot of people that I talk to don't even know what their capacity is. I had a really groundbreaking coaching call the other day with one of my clients where she was like, I really want to shorten my appointment times by 5 minutes. And I was like, great. I think that's a good idea. You definitely can. You know, most of that time has just been chit-chatting with the patient anyways. And she said, wow, based on the capacity that we currently have, it's going to be really hard to surpass 55K a month. And it was like, okay, well, this is a no-brainer. We have to trim off 5 minutes of the visit. And then now all of a sudden her capacity has increased to 70K a month. And when we get to that, we'll figure out what else is next. What do we need to do to push past this capacity? But had she never actually looked at what her capacity was, she wouldn't have known. And so I think that that's really important to talk about. What is your capacity? How can we improve customer experience, or how can we maintain it as we get busier and as we grow? Looking at all of our systems and being willing to improve all of them. And then because you are typically building out your five-star team at this stage, you also want to make sure that you're protecting your profit margin. And so that is a whole other topic that we could dive into, but you guys know that I'm huge on profit. I really don't truly care about revenue. Sure, let's talk about revenue all day, but revenue and profit are not synonymous. And I'm much more curious about what your profit margin looks like. At this stage, you're wanting to bring on people that are really going to be team players that are going to help the practice double. And I think that that is also one of the hardest stages of business. My clients know that I have been open and transparent about the more team members we have, the harder it gets to manage. And so really trying to figure out what team members can do multiple jobs within the clinic. I think the days are gone where you just hire a CA and they only answer the phone and schedule appointments, right? I have a list of a hierarchy within the office. It's like you start at this admin entry level and then you work your way up to a front desk administrator, and then you can work your way up to an office manager. And now my office manager is more of a COO role. She helps oversee multiple clinics. And so one thing that I'm passionate about is creating growth within my clinic and being able to bring on people and have them transcend through different stages of business. The longer they're with me, the more I'm able to see what their strengths and weaknesses are. We can start to tweak the position based on that. But I think that when you're building out your five-star team, you absolutely need to have people that can do multiple roles within the clinic. And if you're listening to this episode and you're like, hey, Steph, I just need help getting to that profit stage. I really haven't even got to 15 to 30K a month yet. Then you are going to want to join our Wealthy Practitioner Accelerator. It is a 6-week course. And when I originally planned on releasing the course, I've been working on this all of 2023. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make it a done for you. They could do it at their own pace. They could come in, they can divulge the content and implement it. And I'll just help them with a little bit of coaching on the side. And I stopped and I was like, I don't know if that's going to elicit the success or the results that I want, because I know when my clients have me as an option for them and they have me helping them actually implement these concepts that I talk about, they're much more successful, 3 times more successful than they are if I wasn't there to help guide them. So I have decided for this 6-week course that I'm also going to be live coaching along with you as you're consuming the content. So you have questions and you're like, how does this affect my business, or how does this apply to my ideal client and my target market? Then I'm going to be there every week helping you. You have access to this content for 12 months after the course is released. And I think that that's super huge, because I'm going to be adding to it as time goes on. I'm going to be making it even better. This course is likely going to be something that I release 2 or 3 times a year with the live coaching component. So this is going to be the only time in 2023 that I release it where you could have live access to me and my coaching as well, which is a no-brainer at the price. It is $3,000 for the course. I've essentially taken everything I've learned over 7 years of running multiple practices and all of the hurdles and stuff that all of my clients have faced as they're trying to build up to that $300,000 a year in revenue. And I've put it into course format. We're going to have workbooks. We're going to have spreadsheets. I'm super excited about this. I think that this is a really, really easy way to accelerate your trajectory and accelerate the growth within your clinic if you have somebody giving you a step-by-step roadmap. So if you are listening to this and you're like, hey, Steph, I'm struggling to get to that 15 to 30K a month, I think Wealthy Practitioner Accelerator is a no-brainer for you. We are going to officially kick off on September 18th. And so if you're listening to this and you still have time, I would encourage you to register. And if not, that's okay. Keep coming back, listening to the podcast, because my goal is to provide enough value here for you guys that even if you implement the things I share with you on a weekly basis, it's still going to be enough to drive your practice forward. Next time, we'll chat about the Prosper Stage. All right, guys, have a good day. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.